Kilgore pulled up under the concrete alcove that sheltered the large revolving door leading into the building and shifted the Jeep into park.
Well, that wasn't so hard now, was it?
Kilgore nodded slightly. It had been a rather easy trip through the city. Almost too easy.
So far, so good.
But as Kilgore reached for the key to shut off the engine, a bullet smashed through the Jeep's front windshield, putting a hole in a huge spiderweb-shaped crack in the middle of the window.
Everybody out!
The two right-hand doors popped open. The doctor and Goubert scrambled out of the Jeep, followed by Kilgore and California. Then, using the Jeep as a screen, they crawled toward the hospital door. Bullets continued to hit the Jeep.
It's a revolving door. Normally it's turning. We'll have to push.
No, the mechanism's probably all seized up. California, make us a door.
California leveled the sawed off at one of the glass doors to the side of the main entrance usually reserved for the disabled. He pulled the trigger and the gun punched a hole through the glass, leaving just the frame lined with a row of jagged glass teeth.
After you, Doctor.
Kilgore watched the doctor crawl through the hole.
Stand back from the glass.
He turned around to join Goubert and California, who had taken up defensive positions behind the Jeep. By the time he caught up with them, the shooting had stopped.
See anything?
There's a few brain dead to the right, but they're just milling about. Same with the group that's over the crest of the hill in front of the street. The shots could have come from that parking lot across the street, but that's a hell of a shot, especially for a brain dud.
Kilgore continued to scan the area between the Jeep and the street, but saw nothing out of the ordinary.
You think maybe it's a survivor holed up in one of these buildings, taking shots at anything that moves?
There were pockets of survivors throughout the city. People who had barricaded themselves into some safe zone waiting out the plague, or survivors taking care of their brain-dead loved ones as if nothing really bad had happened. All of them were basically peaceful people and only did violence to brain-dead who invaded their space. It wouldn't make sense for any of them to draw attention to themselves, since it was illegal for them to be inside the city. Kilgore considered California's suggestion, but it was too unlikely. He shook his head.
No, ammunition's too valuable to waste on something that isn't a direct threat.
Then what the hell is shooting at us?
I don't know. Nothing about it makes any sense.
There he is! 3 o'clock!
Kilgore and Goubert both swung around to their right. There was a brain dead standing there with a gun. Goubert's weapon was up first, and before the brain dead could raise its gun, Goubert had fired off 2 rounds, the first hitting it in the neck, the second taking off the left side of its face. The brain dead flew backwards, hitting the cement hard with its back and head. At the moment it impacted the sidewalk, sparks seemed to fly out from its head like fireworks, and its gun discharged twice before it clicked onto an empty chamber. Then all was silent.
What the hell is it?
A brain dead with a gun.